Are you preparing for an empty nest? If so, my heart goes out to you. I haven't walked that season yet. My girls are 12 and 9, so we are still in the train them up mode. You know, where the days are long and the house is a mess, but the years fly by. But many of you are facing an empty nest in this season. Friends on social media are pouring out through words what they are processing in their hearts as their little birds are preparing to fly. Parents are celebrating their seniors and soaking up every event and final celebration. Now the summer countdown is on to the day you drop them off at their dorm and drive away. I can't even think about it. Even though everyone tells me, you just wait, it'll be here before you know it. It's emotion overload. Just like the movie Inside Out, life is about to be altered and joy and sadness are colliding. So you aren't sure what to do. And at times, anger, disgust, and fear creep in as you try to imagine your baby going off to college or stepping into the next season of life. Everything has led to this moment. Preparing them to fly. This spring, we had a bird nest at our front door. We got a front row seat to the action. The mommy and daddy birds worked tirelessly to build this little nest of mud and grass and create the perfect environment. The eggs were laid, and there they sat. We would watch through the window as they took turns keeping those eggs warm and protected, staying close by at all times. Then one day we noticed the nest filling up and the parents sitting higher and higher as the young hatchlings began to grow. Feedings began with countless flights back and forth as those parents tirelessly provided and cared for their little ones. There were 4 baby birds growing in that little dried mud bowl of a nest. It's crazy how they all fit. Over a short few days, they continued to grow and went from peeking their heads out over the side of the nest to then stepping all over each other, trying to stretch and flap their wings for the first time. Finally, the day arrived. We didn't know it was the day they would fly, but as my youngest daughter and I watched them one afternoon, all standing on the edge, all at once, they were gone. Just like that. One season ends and another begins. Birds doing what God created them to do and being who God created them to be. Parents, we're doing the same thing. Doing what God created us to do. By His grace, loving and nurturing our little ones as they grow and discover more of who God has created them to be. You've prayed over them, guided them, had long nights with them. You've followed the wisdom in Proverbs 22 by training them up in the way they should go. Now it's their time to fly. As they do, remember this. Psalm 36:7. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. Throughout the Psalms, David uses the image of the protection we can find beneath the wings of God. When our joy and sadness collide, through our questions and wondering what lies beyond the edge of the nest, there is peace. Whether we are letting go or just learning to fly, we can trust God's unfailing love. That's the truth. Moms and dads, you got this. Remember your baby bird, as are you, are loved and held in the shadow of the Father's wing. I'm Lori Klein.